With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. A disaster in East Palestine, Ohio. It's been playing out in national news feeds since an early February train derailment along the Ohio-Pennsylvania border. Focus has been on humanitarian efforts, but what about agriculture? Doug Mollenkopf raises beef cattle for seed stock and freezer beef with his young family on the outskirts of town. The area was evacuated shortly after the derailment.
My wife and our little boy, they did leave for a day or so. Unfortunately, cows still need to eat, so I was here for that and got to see all of it.
The immediate cloud from the fire is gone, but questions now turn to the long-term effects of the released chemicals on the area and watershed.
I had some issues, and I've went and got checked out and went for another update yesterday, and I'm doing fine. Cattle, we did have a little bit of issue with young babies. Overall, the general health of the entire cow herd is pretty good right now.
He did lose one calf to smoke inhalation and says he's awaiting test results from the Ohio Department of Agriculture. Initially, soil and liquid waste removed from the site was being transported to locations around the country. Public outcry has halted that, causing officials to rethink their cleanup plan this week. I'm Haley Shipp. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag News.